In our last talk, we realized that God's favorite tool to teach us is a person called the Holy Spirit and not sickness. Today, we are going to look at probably the most common objection, but Paul didn't get healed either from his thorn in the flesh. This is a question we could go into real depth here, but I will try to answer the question as simple as possible and not long-winded. This is a very popular question which comes up again and again. Let's read the verse. 2 Corinthians 12. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. First of all, what is a thorn? If we start now with our opinion or what we always have been taught, then we are on the wrong track already. Let's interpret scripture with scripture. It is extremely important to note that the phrase thorn in the flesh always referred to a person or people and never to sickness or diseases. Every time the phrase is used, it always tells specifically what the thorn was. The Hebrew word is tzanenin, which means a thorn, a prick. And if you think about it, a thorn or a prick comes from outside to get at you rather than a sickness inside you. Let's have a look. Numbers 33. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. Joshua 23. Know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive out these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you, and scourges on your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Judges 2. Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be thorns in your side, and their gods shall be a snare to you. We can clearly see that the thorn refers to people in every single passage in the Bible before. And in the case of the verse in Judges, the Hebrew word for thorns, tzad, means an adversary. Paul was a Bible scholar. He would have known what the phrase meant, and his hearers would have known what the term meant. Now let's look at the word buffet, 2 Corinthians 12. A messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. The word buffet in Greek is kolophizo, which means to strike with the fist or give one a blow with the fist or maltreat, treat with violence and contumely. That word buffet, kolophizo, appears 5 times in the New Testament and every single time it's used in the sense of striking. Here are the 5 verses where they appear. Matthew 26. Then did they spit in his face, buffeted him, and others smote him with the palms of their hands. Mark 14. And some began to spit on him, and to cover his face, and to buffet him, and to say unto him, prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. 1 Corinthians 4. Even unto this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. 2 Corinthians 12. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. 1 Peter 2. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. In Acts 9, God told Ananias to heal Paul's blindness and tell him what he would suffer for Jesus' sake. Not that he was suffering his blindness for Jesus' sake, what some people believe. Here are the things Paul suffered for the name of Jesus. Jews determined to kill Paul right after his conversion. He was hindered in joining the Christians. He was opposed by Satan. He was opposed by Jews in the mob. He was expelled out of Antioch in Pisidia. He was mobbed and expelled from Iconium. He fled to Lystra and Derbe, where he was stoned and left for dead. He was disputing continually with false brethren. He was beaten and jailed at Philippi. He was mobbed and expelled from Thessalonica. He was mobbed and expelled from Berea. He was mobbed at Corinth. He was mobbed at Ephesus. There was a plot against his life by the Jews. He was seized by Jews, mobbed, tried in court 5 times, and suffered all the hardships. Now, let's ask a few questions to put this into context. Did Jesus die for our sin? Yes. Did Jesus pay for our sickness? Yes. By his stripes we are healed. Did Jesus die for our problems? No. Did Jesus die for our persecution? No. Persecution is part of following Jesus. This is hardship. When people talk bad about me or lie about me and hurt me, this is part of following Jesus. They did the same with him and they will do the same with his followers. We can't expect anything else. In 2 Corinthians 12, we read, "That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." None of that has anything to do with sickness, but rather persecution. Because sickness and sin is a very different story. It's all paid for. We don't need to carry that. It may be hard for some to understand that because you may have been brought up with the teaching that Paul had a sickness. But if we are actually looking at the scriptures only where we use scripture to interpret scripture, then we can see clearly that Paul's thorn in the flesh doesn't refer to a sickness. When we zoom into this verse and look at it through magnifying glasses and can't see what is around the verse, then we automatically give a lot of room for our own imaginations and opinions what it could mean. So biblically, we can say that Paul had many people, enemies, who made life hard for him, who were a thorn in his flesh. And of course, we read that through the whole book of Acts, how much opposition he faced. It is also strange that if Paul had a specific physical illness, that he would not have detailed it in a more specific way when listing all he suffered because of his many revelations. And even if we believed it was a sickness in Paul's body, then we would read the reason in 2 Corinthians 12, why Paul had it. "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me." You may need to ask the question now, have I got an abundance of revelations? Am I an apostle like Paul was? The answers of these questions would straight away eliminate billions of people. So we can conclude that we can't really use this thorn in the flesh as an excuse that God doesn't want to heal us. Thank you for listening. Our next question will be, but Paul left people sick. See you soon.